Well, we just got our 1099 INT form from CIT Bank the other day, so you know what that means. It's tax time. And if you signed up for one or two or three of the many great high yield savings accounts out there, you're probably also starting to receive your 1099 forms as well. And if you haven't received one yet, then one of two things could be true. Number one, your 1099 is on the way and just hasn't made it to you yet. So don't fret, don't be scared, just be patient as your bank, your financial institution is probably mailing it to you as you're watching this video. Or number two, you didn't earn enough interest for your bank or financial institution to have to send you a 1099 INT. That's right, per the IRS, you should receive copy B of Form 1099 INT or Form 1099 OID reporting payments of interest and or tax exempt interest of $10 or more. You may receive these forms as part of a composite statement from a broker. You must report all taxable and tax exempt interest on your federal income tax return, even if you don't receive a Form 1099 INT or Form 1099 OID. So, if you're filing taxes and you don't get a 1099 INT form from your bank for any of the interest that you earned, even if it's a few dollars, that does not mean you don't have to report the interest you earned, even, like I said, if it's a few dollars. I personally would report it. Better safe than sorry. Even if the IRS never audits me, there's a good chance that's never going to happen. But it's just one of those things that I might as well do. I do think that this will only help me get a better understanding of how earned interest is factored as part of my income, which is something you should understand because I get this question quite a bit. How much will I get taxed on the interest that I earn in a savings account? And the answer is whatever your tax bracket is. Your income tax bracket determines how much you can expect to be taxed on savings account interest. So if you're in the 22% tax bracket, that's what you'll pay on your savings interest. 24%, that's what you'll pay. 32%, that's what you'll pay, and so on and so on. Now, if you earn below the standard deduction, that typically means you don't have to file a tax return, but you may want to because if you had money withheld from your income over the year, well, that's money that you would not be able to get back because the IRS just doesn't automatically issue refunds without a tax return. If you want to claim a tax refund and get some of those credits you may be eligible for, then yeah, you should consider filing a tax return or at least talking to a professional. And depending on your income level, you could qualify for free tax advice with the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance VITA program, who offers free tax help for taxpayers who qualify. There's also the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE. And these are great resources that you can use if you qualify. Otherwise, whoever your go-to is for tax preparation would be your best bet. For us, that would be TurboTax. So as I mentioned, you don't want to forget to include those 1099 INT forms when you file taxes. And for anyone wondering if having a high yield savings account is still worth it in 2024, well, I can tell you, we still have ours and we have no plans to change that, especially when we're earning a 5% APY, even if it goes down to 4.5%, 4%, 3.5%, we're still going to continue to maintain an emergency fund balance in that high yield savings account that's going to be able to earn a little bit of interest and give us that peace of mind in case there's an emergency. Now, I want to tell you about 7 money habits that you need to avoid that could leave you broke. The video is on the screen. Click on it and I'll see you over there. Peace.